Hello, off well, the road.
Interesting that this full moon is doing more than just causing all the werewolves in the park to howl.
Oh, yeah, much more than that. It's a penumbral moon. That means whatever you do, it will be shady.
Ah, it's my moon.
Sounds like us.
So I did post authorsroad.com, and I encourage people to get online to see what it looks like. So tell us about what you're up to. This is George and Sally. I call them the Vagabonds. Tell us about yourselves.
Well, before I do, I have to say we love the article about you in the paper. That was very cool. But there's one thing that worries me, that it was sort of like watching the Lone Ranger have his mask taken off. Your real name was exposed, Hap. That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so Sally and I, for the last 2 years, along with our trusty sidekick, Ella, we've been RVing, hauling a little fifth-wheel trailer around mainly the western United States, as far east as Chicago and Arkansas and those areas, meeting and interviewing America's most fascinating, prominent authors, poets, screenwriters, novelists, mystery writers, a science writer, even a songwriter, and experts on five of America's greatest dead writers, like Mark Twain, Jack London, Steinbeck, Hemingway, and Sinclair Lewis. And we've been interviewing these people, meeting with them, and videotaping them, and putting videotapes or audio files on a website for free to anybody who's interested in hearing from the likes of Tom Robbins or Jim Harrison or Philip Caputo or people.
Or
like that.
Coming up next, George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, the brain trust behind the Game of Thrones, and he's our the next interview we'll be posting. The one we just posted this last week was with Annie Hillerman, the daughter of the great legendary Southwest mystery writer Tony Hillerman.
So not only were you able to talk to her about her own novels, but she gave you some background on her parents' information there.
Yeah, she took on, and with his agreement, he died in 2008, and before he died, he'd written 19 best-selling mysteries, several of which were made into movies, and then she said, you know, you have a character, this woman Navajo on the reservation, a police officer, who you sort of treat second-handedly. And she's gone ahead and taken that character and made her sort of the first foremost character in a new book that came out October 1st and went right to the New York Times bestseller list, The Spider-Woman's Daughter.
Nice, yeah. Nice title.
Yeah.
So you guys are amazing. I think of Jack Kerouac when I think of being on the road. But what you're doing is with your traveling trailer. I don't really know what that's called.
It's a fifth wheel, and we named the trailer, the little 27-footer. We named it Hard Scribble Hacienda, and it's what we live in, and with our dog Ella, and then we haul it in a truck that we named Rocinante Trey. Rocinante, of course, is the horse of Don Quixote, and secondly was the name of John Steinbeck's truck that he drove around the United States in Travels with Charlie.
Amazing.
And it's also our office, and it's where we work, where we do the website, where we edit the movies.
And where we're talking to you from now.
And where you cook your food.
Absolutely.
Yes. So you're
in our own little turtle house.
So you're in there now?
Yeah.
Would you just knock on the wall so we can hear what it sounds like from inside?
Okay, here we go. Come
nice.
In. Oh no, that was me.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I'm glad Sally is there. So so you're on an adventure. You've been across the United States twice, seeking authors and trying to fit into their busy schedules as well?
Yeah. And
the theme of our adventure is just be too stupid to know you can't do it. And call that big, important person or email them and say, hey, you got time tomorrow? And most of the time they do.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Most of the writers or people with the museums have been really responsible. responsive to us and very helpful. They like to talk. They like to share, with a couple of exceptions, I might add. But across the board, it's been remarkable. And our next adventure come spring will be to head, we hope, we can pull this off and make it work, because we're doing this out of our own pocket and Social Security check. We hope to make it to the East Coast, and where there's just amazing herds of great writers, almost as great as we have on the West Coast.
But can you understand their accents on the East Coast?
It's difficult.
Yeah, but we have that app that translates East Coast talk to West Coast talk.
So when they say amazing, it sounds far out.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I would encourage the listeners to go online to authorsroad.com and see the substance of what George and Sally have been doing literally on the road. It's called authorsroad.com. And
if I might, really encourage people, who, if you're interested, to just hit the subscribe button. There's no cost, there's no games, there's no data mining. It just means that when we put up a new interview that occurs about every month, we send out an email to the 400 subscribers we have, 500, I guess, to say, we're putting this interview up and you should check it out. And they just get an email to that effect. I should say that our interviews, the 39 or 38 we've done so far, 37 that we've posted so far, have been watched by over 50,000 people, so worldwide. So yesterday we just got a subscriber from the Netherlands, which is quite exciting. And we get letters all the time from people saying, oh, that person, that's my favorite writer. Oh, and you're just so incredible that you got to talk to him.
Yeah,
that's exciting. It keeps us going.
Making it real, making it live. You read the book, and then you want to know a little bit more, and you are uncovering all those secrets and mysteries. And how did that story start? And I remember you talked to, what's his name, Alan from Texas, and talked about some of his songwriting.
Terry Allen.
Terry Allen, yes.
Yeah, and then, you know, and the guy who won the Academy Award for Dances with Wolves, Michael Blake, and his amazing or far-out story about writing that and living out of dumpsters in the back of his car and getting a phone call that you won't believe what just sold your script for millions.
Wow.
Going from being a dishwasher in a backwoods Arizona Chinese restaurant to being a millionaire in 1 second.
Well, you guys are helping all of the rest of us reach into that treasure chest of information and personalities. And, you know, authors aren't, you know, they write, they create, but you don't always know about themselves. You know, you learn about their characters, you learn about their plots, and you learn those things, and you're actually lifting up that curtain and actually having a talk with these folks and finding out what they're like in real life. I would, again, authorsroad.com. And as you mentioned, you can subscribe. It doesn't cost any money, but you get a newsletter frequently that comes in the mail, and you can find out how to find the latest interview.
And emails. Yeah. And I want to say it is really, really important that if we, you know, in this country, we seem to respect football coaches and Hollywood celebrities, and we forget that the people who really move and make and shape the ideas that make the world work are writers and artists, the real power trust that should be our national treasures. So, and we're getting to meet them, and we also get to go to places like the Badlands of the Dakotas and places like that while we're in the process of visiting them. So, yeah, it's a great adventure. We invite you all to join in and come along and have as much fun with it as we are.
Yes, and thanks for sharing the, you know, it's a part of our culture that in fast modern media we don't tend to pay attention to unless we're patient enough to sit down and actually spend a little time reading words and reading stories. And we know by now that stories are what keep all of us connected. It doesn't matter what language you're speaking or where you live, and you're bringing that out to all of us.
The art of the storytellers. Werner Herzog, about 3 years ago, did a movie called The Cave of Forgotten Dreams about about these incredible cave paintings in France, 35,000 years old. And he's talking about them like they're art. And he missed the whole point that, no, that isn't art. That's stories. These are people telling stories. That's what makes us so special as a species. Storytellers. And we get to meet some of the best of them.
You guys are hot.
You're hot, Hap. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a little story from another storyteller here, Bob Dylan, and I love this song.
He's been nominated, 8 times for the Nobel Prize in Literature, and they keep passing over him. He is one of the greatest storytellers in our culture. Go put him on. Spin the disc.
Okay. As long as you guys don't follow the directions on this song, you'll be just fine. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. Have a happy full moon.
Thanks again.
From a body and we kiss in fun. A few stolen kisses and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on. Till suddenly we found that the brakes were gone.